a big red flag for me is if I don't have anything in common, like hobby-wise, with somebody. Like it's such a necessary relationship trait to have, I think. It's so easy to be physically attracted to somebody. Obviously, it's everyone's first instinct. But I think if you want longevity in a relationship, you have to have that extra layer of compatibility, right? You have to want to do things together, I think. So like a big red flag for me is like if a girl doesn't go to the gym. And that's just because it's a very big part of my life. I love going. I go every day. I'm a very big advocate of going to the gym and working out. And it's so good for your health, not just your physical, but your mental health as well. Get your endorphins going. Get some of that stress relief out of you, you know. But I do acknowledge that it's not for everybody. It's intimidating for some people who don't go every day. And I try to be cognizant of that. And I try to help out the best I can. Like, there may be some people in here right now or maybe watching at home that want to get started and just don't know how to take that first step. And if there is anybody out there, I highly recommend the program I just started about 6 months ago that changed my life forever. And that program is where I only work out with black dudes. Exclusively. Because black dudes will push you to your limits whether you want to or not. I started about 6 months ago, man. I was in the gym one day, and I was having a bad day. I was stressed about something. I was angry about something, and I was like, man, fuck this. I'm going to use this negative as a positive. I'm going to use this aggression. I'm going to put up some weight. And I was hitting a chest day, so I was like, fuck it. I'm going to hit a new max on the bench press. So I go in there, put the lighter weights on first, get loosened up, get warm, you know, and then you got to put on the heavier stuff. And when you do that, you're supposed to have a spotter, so you don't die. And I didn't know anybody in there at the time. Closest person to me was the black dude at the bench next to me. So I walked over. I was like, hey, man, would you mind spotting me for this set real quick? And he was like, yeah, I got you. I was like, I feel like you do. Everything about your voice is safe. I feel like I can lift the world now. Okay, come on. So we go over to the bench together. He gets behind the rack in the spot position. He's ready. I lay down and I'm trying to psych myself up, get in the zone, line up my hands, get a good grip, and finally I get it off the rack. Oh, I get one rep in. Oh, I get two reps in. I get stuck on the third. My arms start shaking. And he can see this. So like any good spotter, he has some words of encouragement. I'm trying not to die. And this man just gets in my ear. And do that shit. Do that shit. It ain't nothing. I was like, I don't know, man. I'm getting kind of tired. He was like, my people been tired. I was like, God damn. I'm sorry. It was only like 255. You had white guilt on top of that. It's like 500 pounds, man. I was like, is this pre-workout or a history lesson? What are we doing, dog? Fucking, I racked that shit up. I was like, appreciate you, man. I was struggling at the end. He was like, you don't know struggle. Fuck, man. Can't have anything. So that's my new routine whenever somebody's like, you look good, Matt. You on a diet? I'm like, yeah, it's called White Watchers. You should try it. So when black people watch white people struggle, you will sweat. I promise you. This is one of the whitest crowds I've ever seen in my entire life. Bro, I'm uncomfortable. Y'all are so... Is this a comedy show or a meeting? God damn. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Red flag number... We could try something different. This could be fun or it could be a fucking nightmare. But I think we can have fun. So the thing is like, I could do red flags for hours. And they could be funny. We could all laugh, have a guaranteed good time. But who wants to do that? So, and a lot of times, I don't like to do a lot of red flags because it is very male to female. You know, it's listing things that men don't like about women. And I don't want that to be unfair, one-sided, or sexist. So to even it out, sometimes I am genuinely curious, like for the women in the audience, what might be some red flags for a guy if you go on a date with him? He says or does this that makes you kind of be like, ooh, I don't know. Hold on, I'm gonna go balcony. I'm gonna go balcony. What is it? Is it a good one?
Splitting the check.
Okay. Splitting the check. On a first date? He asked in the beginning of the date? Towards the middle? Oh, you were boring. In the middle? Can I get you anything? Yeah, two checks? Two checks would be great. Yeah. So where did you say you were from? How recently was this?
5 months ago.
5 months ago. Okay, and you still upset? Hold on. Where did you go to eat?
The Gin and Temple.
What is it?
The Gin and Temple.
What is that? Rude. What kind of restaurant is that?
Yeah, catfish
and steak. It's like a roadhouse, an expensive roadhouse. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, maybe. Did you like him? Until that moment, did you like him? I'm curious. Until he asked to split the check, were you like, this is going good? You were? Fuck. Oh my God. Let me ask, did you sleep with him?
Yes.
Wow. Oh my God. He split you and the check in one night. Oh my God. Did he leave a big tip? Hold on, wait, that was an unnecessary detail, what'd you say? He was sweaty after, yeah, my man was putting in work. That's good. I would think. Fuck, well. I'm sorry you got half of a meal. All right, we're one for one. What's another fun one? Do you have a fun one? What is it? Ooh. This is gonna get cancelable. Let's do it. So you said it, when he says he's on hormone therapy, but he's just fucking jacked. So hormone therapy, what's that supposed to do? Balance it out, basically? So what, he says he has too much, like, natural testosterone?
No, he doesn't have enough.
He doesn't have enough? Okay, how long have you been seeing this man? 25 years? What? Where'd you meet him? You met him when you guys were kids. So he tells you he's going on hormone therapy to get more testosterone, but you think he's on steroids? You know so? Did you find them?
Yes.
Could you get me some? I'm trying to get in gay shape, dog. Let's go. I'm taking all the shortcuts. Did you did find some? Was it a needle or a pill? She said she thinks he is in gay shape. The plot thickens. Oh my God. This is the bigger red flag now. He has his workout buddies. Do you have a picture of him? I want to see what his gaydar says about. Oh fuck! God
damn it. The phones are locked up. God damn. Your phone isn't a hormone blocker. God damn it. Okay, after the show, I want to see this. Yeah, I mean, that's a valid red flag. You don't want somebody who's lying about an obvious appearance thing. Like, if you're clearly on steroids, just own up to this shit. It's fine. It's fine to do it. If that's the body you want and the life you want to live, you can fucking do that. It's fine. As long as you can still get your dick up, you're fine. He can't? Then it's not okay. Stop what you're doing immediately. Stop seeing you. Oof. Okay.
Let's unlock our phone.
Can we unlock your phone? Okay. Okay. Bro, what if it's just a picture of me? Eric's like, unlock the phone. And I'm like, nah, we don't gotta do all that. Let's just take her word for it. Oh my God, that's it? That's what you unlock him with? That fucking flying saucer? May I see your phone? There we go, pass it over. Oh, this is great. This better be worth it. There we go, pass that back to her. There we go, I just gotta see a picture of this guy, and then I wanna see what you think. I wanna test this gaydar, let's go. God damn. Bro, he has the traps that my grandpa's pocket pussy wishes it had. Oh my God. Why is his neck so big? Oh my God, this motherfucker looks so unsure. Okay. Resident gay? What are we thinking? What are we thinking? What is it?
The pose.
The pose? He's gay? Ding, 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 ding. Any excuse to drink? Go ahead. No, this is good. Whenever we out a gay, an angel gets its wings. This is good. This is good. Everybody knows that. You know what's fucked up? I've posed like that before. So I was like,